back on the scene quicker than usual, man. We know the last show got out really, really late, so you guys are seeing us once again, man. We're back. It's Fans of Patrol time. My name is Montego. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my wonderful, wonderful co-host, Miss Tiffelbot. What do you got to say to the people this week, Tiff?
I know that we say this every week, but Montego, why do you always try to surprise me before the show starts?
I don't try to surprise you. I just turn it on.
You just go. It's like a rocket. Yeah, it's true. I'm a leisurely, I would dip my toe in. Montego is a cannonball. Yes,
you goddamn right. Boom, and blow myself forward. I'm flying through the air like, I lit the fuse too. You know? Oh, shit. So, man, we have one of my highly most anticipated movies of the year, believe that or not. This week, man, we're going to be talking about Prey from the Predator universe, which just makes me grin again and again, Jack. I just can't wait to talk about this. And I had the same vigorous, jovial spirit before I saw the thing, you know, because I just love
Predator. You were, like, amped about it.
100%. Everybody knows my love for Predator. I could watch that movie once a day, you know, for the rest of
Montego,
my life.
Montego, sometimes you watch it to fall asleep.
Yes, I do, you know, because it's
a little behind the scenes facts for you. Yes. If you're wondering how much he loves it.
I love Predator.
I'm always just a surprise. I mean, like, Predator isn't exactly a horror movie.
Nope.
It's like science fiction.
It's billed as a horror, though, even when it came out.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, well, I love how, like, the idea of horror evolves, right? Like, what is scary to us, or, like, what's the most awful thing we can think of? I also think that this movie is, like, action. It's, like, action sci-fi.
Like action sci-fi horror would probably be – we have to read the IMDb.
But there's a horror – because there's a lot of – you know, there's, like, some
– oh, yeah.
There's, like, some horror.
There's elements, horrible shit that happens. Even in the original Predator, you know, I was, like, a kid when I saw that movie. And I was in the theater like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Fuck. So I can remember when I saw the movie Congo. Did you see Congo? And I don't think you like that movie. You hate that movie, right?
I saw that disappointing piece of shit. Yes, I did.
Yes. Well, I saw that in theaters, and I was so scared.
From the big gorillas?
The very, very beginning of the movie, there's a man sitting on the hill, and he's like, who's throwing shit at me? And he picks it up, and it's an eyeball.
Oh, yeah. Because
the guy had been, like, ripped apart.
Yeah.
That terrified me to a degree that I made my family leave it. We left.
Oh, my God. You were terrified. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Only thing I really remember that is them bootleg gorillas, and I remember Amy, ugly lady. Amy, not ugly lady. Amy hates lady. I was like, yeah, the gorilla
goes. Is that Amy? Amy was dogging on that woman.
Yeah, she couldn't stand her ass. That's for sure. Oh, shit. What are we talking about? Let me see. Let's.
Oh, these are my show notes?
Yes.
And I'm so excited because they're ridiculous.
I agree.
You guys, I did Montego and Dirty, and I can't wait to talk about it.
So,
so talk about, go on, tell them what we're talking about, Montego. I want you to tell the people what
we're talking about something called Chainsaw Man. We'll get there, okay?
Yeah, Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man. We're also going to be talking about Vespa?
Vesper?
Vesper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and also, we got Price of Tomatoes, and it's all Aliens, Predator Universe, Price of Tomatoes stuff, y'all. So I'm excited, man. I love it.
It's, never mind.
No, yeah.
I was gonna say something so horrible about, I was gonna make a really bad pun, and then I was like, oh my God. I felt myself aging, so I took it back.
Oh, man, just like age, Tiff, it is also a predator stalking you.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, you know what? We should all feel good about ourselves. And if you're listening, if you're 45 or older, congratulations, you probably had a chuckle.
Right. So, main topic is Prey, y'all. You know, so that's going to do it. Are you ready to roll, Tiff?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Here we go, man. We are back, and it is time to demonstrate our social media presence. Tiffelbot, hit us.
Okay. For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com, or you can email us at fans@fansofpatrol.com, or you can get us on our social media, which is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans of Patrol. Check out our TikTok. I don't know if Montego's still doing that. Fans yes, of Patrol Zero.
You damn right. Okay,
Fans of Patrol, the number zero. And look at our YouTube. Check out our Patreon if you want, and listen on your favorite listening platform. You know, I would like you to say something nice about me, particularly. You can say something mean about Montego, but if you want to reach out and say how great I am.
Yes. Just don't casually check out our Patreon. Go over there and subscribe, man. You know, help us pay the bills. You know,
We got to.
We can't act like we don't have a Patreon. So, just for some of you fans out there, man.
You guys, I got a sneak preview to this preview. So,
So y'all know I had been doing the dolls, you know, the action figures, the collectibles. And so I've been sitting on a few, and the last time I sat on a few, I ended up just pulling them all out the box and putting them up on the thing. I mean, I had a lot of them. So, this is coming up, man. I finally got time to get these. They have not been unboxed. I just pulled them out of the box. I think it's stupid to show cardboard. So we got Luke Skywalker, you know, in the Hoth. So that's kind of dope.
There
right?
he is.
That's kind of special. One of my favorite new ones. I can't wait to get this boy out. Moth Gideon from The Mandalorian, man. Giancarlo Esposito himself, you know. So we're going to do that. I don't know which one I'm going to do first.
All right.
And the newest
one. You have to tune in. If you want to know what's going on first, got to tune in.
That's right. The newest one I got here is, come on back, camera. There we go. Vision from Vision and Wanda. Stuff,
so. Come on back, camera. like we're on some kind of, this felt very much like an HGN That's Montego right. Presents dolls.
Dolls.
Dolls. I'm your host, Montego. Joining me for the next hour where we talk about dolls.
Yeah. So I guess there's going to be some fresh videos coming out, man. So hold on to your cheeks because I'm getting back into it. And I never got out of it. I just lost so much. You know, everybody just want to say I'm busy. I was busy and lazy. So there we go. But I'm getting my juice back.
Yeah, so excuse us.
I think I'm getting my juice back because our numbers was been skyrocketing lately, you know, and I'm feeling good that people are liking us once again. Yeah.
The metrics on podcasting is just, I have no idea how many people are actually listening to this.
Yeah, it's weird, but, you know, 1 week we went up 200% out of nowhere, man.
But
you know?
Please, 200% of one.
No, it ain't no damn one. Don't nothing. Y'all listen to no damn tiffle by. They know it's bullshit.
I'm just saying.
And then the next week it went up 80. I'm like, wow, we're doing good, man. So welcome all you new people. Let me say that, man. Thank you for tuning in. We love you, man.
I mean, if anyone is listening to this, I swear to God, thank you.
Don't listen to old negative Nelly over here.
I'm not. Holy shit. I just said thank you.
Look, she clowning on our own numbers. That's crazy. So anyway.
I don't know oh my fucking God. Everybody, you know what? It's penance time. Hey, I've done something naughty.
Tiff, what are we talking about in your notes?
Yeah. Okay, you guys. I did something mean to Montego because, so we're going to talk about Chainsaw Man, which is a manga that's ongoing, I think. I'm a little bit not knowledgeable about this. But it's being adapted into animation.
Man, don't look at me to have no knowledge on this stuff.
I put this on here because I knew that this would just be beyond anything Montego could or would want to conceive
of. What the shit is this?
What? I've known about it for a while, so it's not like I saw this and was like, but I knew that it was an opportunity to get it on the show, and I wanted to know what somebody who doesn't spend a lot of time with anime thinks about this.
I dropped a Roy Kent. Fuck! what is this?
Woo! Honestly, I did this. My brother has read it, so like I'm familiar with it just from hearing him have talked about it before.
Yeah.
But I had no... attachment to this particularly. I thought I was just gonna goof on you because I thought you would be really upset about it, but then I watched it and now I really want to watch it.
So for the people that's listening only, what are they looking at this damn trailer, Tiff?
Well, are you playing it?
Yeah, it's down there. This is for the YouTube people. Yeah, but you know,
Well, it's a show about, there's been some catastrophic incidents involving violence worldwide, and it has like, I guess, either created or was done by these demons.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And so there's...
Well, I thought she said it was a mass shooting, and then the mass shooting demon came and killed all the people or some shit like
that. Right. Right. I don't know if the energy from that event released demon, yeah. Right?
That's what I assume.
And then there's a... There's a man who she manipulates into becoming part demon, part human.
I just want to know my life. I just want to know my life. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that it's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be a contrast between the ultra violence of the situation and the weirdness of it. And the deeply emotional plot of the characters, I guess, is what I read in the article. I don't really know that much about it. But the thing about it is that, like, I think the longer that you have interacted with anime, particularly, the more likely you are to be like, oh, yeah, so... Tell me more about Detective Ultra Panda. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And they're always like fucking like, oh, I fell in a hole and there were all these otaku down there. It's like weird titles that like make no fucking sense.
I walk in my living room and both of my daughters, they like into this shit. And I'm always like, what the hell is it? I just sometimes use my eyes right now. I just go, oh, God. I just walk out of the way.
I mean, like if you interact with it for a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound outlandish. And like, so then you just accept some things that you...
I could imagine exactly what you're saying. I would say you're 100%
right. Yeah, that you're like, right. this isn't a bad logical leap for me. I'm going to check it out and see if I like it.
But the man's head is a chainsaw and his hands is a chainsaw. And he's running around with chainsaws, diving into flesh and just chainsaw. And his hands were split and so the chainsaws can go on.
Like come out of him. Yeah. Kind of like...
His head is a chainsaw.
It's a chainsaw, and I think it's like the head is like the handle, and then it's got like a unicorn horn.
Yeah, y'all. Situation. This is as crazy as the shit we say it.
I'm so sorry. There's no other way. Want to watch it. It's like the first time I've wanted to watch an anime in a long time.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't want to watch it. I'm like,
I know. I'm going to make you one shot this. I'm going to make Montego one shot this, and then he's going to love it. He'll actually hate it. This is not a very Montego thing. That's why I had to show him.
Yeah, and everything, it was just blood everywhere and creatures. And even with the subtitles on, I was like, what the hell is happening? What is going on?
You watched it the first time with no subtitles.
I did. And, you know, I was like, oh, well. I guess I'll just assume.
Did you pick up on anything that was happening the first? Did you just guess?
Like the demon stuff.
Were you like really shocked when the Chainsaw Man came out?
Well, I saw the still before I started watching.
Sure. So you're like, oh, okay.
So I was like, what the hell is this?
Monsters, demons, whatever.
And so when it happened, I wasn't surprised because that still is like graphic as hell, man. You know, I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Tiff. No, Bubba, no. I don't want anything to do with this one. Ooh, goodness.
I don't know. I have to know. Ugh. I've entered the sphere of having to know.
I can understand that because that's normally me. I can get trapped into watching a whole season of some bullshit stuff because I just got to know. Speaking of that, yo, I don't know if I mentioned it on last week's show because I was actually really sick on last week's show, so I probably didn't know what the hell I said. But I watched the entire Resident Evil, and it was, I mean, it could have been two episodes, but they made it like 12, you know? And it was just like, it was just so much wasting of time that I just couldn't, it just was terrible to me because it was like so much wasting of time. But whatever. So anyway, man.
Are our roles reversing? Because normally it's me that's like,
yes, right, but... You know, I love a story. You listen to this show for long enough, you know, if you got a good story, you got my ass. But you don't have a good story, you got a good concept. And then the writers, in my opinion, and I'm not a writer, but I know good writing, I think they're so weak that they don't know how to write this story to make it interesting from beginning to end. You know, they like, we have to go 12 episodes. Well, what do we do? Because this is only a two-episode story. Well, we need to stretch it out. Well, if you were a good writer, you wouldn't even look at it as, like, just a two-episode arc. You would have all that filled in, you know.
This is what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Since we started this whole thing.
It doesn't go for everything, though, Tiffabot.
It does, because a good writing is knowing when something doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, but you be saying that about some shit that's dope, and I'd be like, come on, Tiff. Come on. It was good, man. Come on.
So. But you say that about everything, which is really weird when you don't like something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that say? Is it good or is it bad when you don't like it?
No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good, but, you know, I wanted it to be better because, what's his name? Is it Vinick? The guy that played the dad? You know, I really like that actor. He's been in so much stuff. And he's so cool, you know. And the actors on the show were really good. They just didn't know what to do with him. Anyway, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, I feel like that's been stuck in your craw since last week, though, because you did mention it, but you were like, Resident Evil. And then, like, you just stopped, yeah. And then we went on.
I did not feel good last week, y'all.
Maybe that Resident Evil was, like, stuck inside of you.
Blocking
like
my chi. Like, my center was,
like, I gotta cough this stone out.
Right.
You're just like, it's gone now. Oh, my God. Be free. You just dissipate. The podcast is over.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing while I was sick, though. You know, most people sleep the whole day.
Yeah.
I was, like, sitting in the hotel, like, I must see the end. So what's the other news flash we got, Tiff?
So I put in here a trailer. I mean, in honestly, it was a light news week. That's kind of where Chainsaw Man came from, but also my distinct desire to torture you.
Yeah, it worked.
and then this Vesper trailer, which I actually think looks pretty good. And I wondered what you thought about it. You're kind of a sci-fi guy, but this is like maybe quiet sci-fi. So this is a trailer.
What's that movie with Tessa Thompson we watched? Tessa Thompson. And the lady who played
Thor.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a woman's name, but I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, you know, it was three, four women, and you know, there was disease, and they were like researchers.
Yeah,
it reminded me of that without the scientists and stuff. And I looked at this thing, and I just wanted to murder myself right from the beginning to the end. It just I had
what?
Nothing
Why?
For it. It just, you know. With that old whispering talk that everybody was doing, and Vespa, you can save us all, you know, and I'm just like, oh.
I can see that being annoying, yeah.
Annoying as hell, and, you know, the seeds won't grow, we must make the seeds, and I'm like, what the shit? No.
I mean, that's like,
no.
But that is like, oh, fuck, man,
no,
Jesus.
No, I did not.
You don't like any movies about, like, slow, quiet sci-fi?
No. I never liked 2001
like,
Space Odyssey.
Like
it was too
oh,
slow.
Okay.
Too slow. Oh. You know? I'm sitting there in the theater. I'm like,
you guys, this is how to deal with this stuff because, like, Montego is like, no, it was good. And you're asking me to make it shorter. And he's talking about, like, crap dump fucking garbage. And then he's like, 2001 A Space Odyssey. Absolutely fucking not.
No, it was too slow for me. No, but this just seemed too quiet and too slow. And it just seemed like so much other stuff. It seemed like that one movie with Natalie Portman, Tessa Thompson, and somebody, and two other ladies. And then it reminded me of that. And, you know, I really was of two minds with that movie. You know, it had some good points, but I think ultimately I didn't like it. And then it reminded me of, what's the thing? The Golden Compass, that thing on HBO, but that's actually, I mean, Showtime, but that's actually really well
you
done.
You like that.
Oh, it's really well done and really well executed, but it's its own thing. You know, don't try to, you know, if it was a lot of that out there, you'd be like, I don't like this shit no more, you know, but it's so.
I don't know if that's true.
It seems like it's such its own thing to me, that series. And this seemed like it was like really close to that. No, I have no interest in this. It didn't do it for me, and I was hoping it would. I was like, oh, this is going to be something, and I was like, oh, kill me now. Okay, no.
If you're into slow sci-fi.
Slow sci-fi.
Slow sci-fi about the uprising growing. Of the underclass.
Yeah.
It's about food being kept from people.
I know what you
is,
can
yeah.
watch if instead of watching this. You can watch Ready Player One. There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Which I love.
You guys help. I feel sick.
So how did you feel about this, Tiff?
No, I want to see it.
That's
I
it?
Mean, it could be terrible. It could be terrible. I just want to see. I don't know. Looks interesting enough for me to give it a try is what I'd say.
Did you ever watch that one movie that you had brought the trailer? I'm going to mess this up. It was that one girl. She kind of looked like you.
What the fuck?
And she had the rabbit ears on and the big hammer. And, you know, I can't remember the name of it.
Why do you say she looks like me?
Because she looked like you.
Are you talking about I Killed Giants?
Yeah, she looked like a young Tifflebot walking around like with a big hammer or something like that. That's what she reminded me of. I was like, look at young Tifflebot.
Oh, my God.
In her youth.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, you brought it to the show, so
I know, because I was interested.
All right, man. So that's a big yay to Tifflebot. And what's the name of it, Tiff?
I Killed Giant.
No, not that one, Doug.
What are you talking about?
The Vespa? Vesper?
Vesper, yeah.
It's not Vespa. I thought I read Vespa. Okay.
Vesper,
which makes it worse. So anyway, man, that's it, man. We're gonna take our break, right? That's it, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're gonna take our break and we're gonna be right back. All right, man. It's time for the game, man. We haven't done Price and Tomatoes in a while, man. If this is your first time listening to the show, man, and our act two, what we like to do is we like to play games sometimes. We do one shots where we like to preview a show and decide whether we're going to give it to you guys, what you're watching, which we haven't done in a long time. We brought it back, and that's our, you know, highest recommendation, you know, something that we're watching. Also, man, we like to do games, and one of our favorite games, one of our fan favorite games, is Price of Tomatoes. It's Price is Right Rules. That's where you, whoever, you know, bids the highest and the closest without going over, womp, 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 you're the winner, man. And so that's how it works, man. So Tifflebot, she actually invented this game. So this week, we're doing all Predator, Aliens, Universe shit. So it ended up being 13 movies. So what we're going to do is we're going to bid, then we're going to take a break. It won't be no break for y'all. And then we'll grade them and we'll come back and bam, we'll see who won. We'll go over one at a time. So Tiff made the list. So let's get it on.
So we just did the whole franchise, Predator and Alien franchises.
Okay.
And then the Alien versus Predator. And what I was going to say is I was worried because I was like, oh no, I'm worried I haven't seen very many Predator movies. And I've seen every Predator movie.
Oh, really? Even Predator Requiem? Or Rectum?
That's Alien, isn't it?
It's Alien.
Oh, no, that's Alien versus Predator Requiem.
Yeah, Rectum.
I've seen all the Predator.
Oh, yeah, it's not. It's only, like, I think, like, three or something like that.
It's, well, including this new one, it's five.
Oh, it's five? I thought it would include this new one. It was four, so I'm missing
one. But I was surprised. I was like, I must not have seen all of these. And I was like, oh, I have.
Damn, what the hell? Okay, one, two, three, four, five.
You'll know. I'm just going to go through them. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, I'm gonna give you the first bit. Ready. And then, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So your first bit, this as obviously honorably goes to you, is Predator, original, 87.
I love that movie, but I don't know about the rest of the world. I don't know about the critics, but I'm going to vote with my heart here.
Mm-hmm. Montego's on the field. He's making a choice. He's going with his heart.
I'm giving it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm giving it 85.
Oh. So this is, see, the problem is this is a risk for me because I have to decide if.
If it's my height.
I'm risking to go over you.
Yeah. Well, it might be low.
Because I also think that the movie is good. I think it's critically well received.
Yeah, especially after all this time.
So I'm going to say 86.
Ooh, damn. Okay.
Woo, we're playing hardball today.
Yeah. All right. What's
so
next?
Now, so now, 90, Predator 2.
Predator 2.
My bidding on this, I'm first.
Danny Glover.
Movie is not the best, but I like it.
I agree. 100%. I agree. I know he's had his problems.
Bill Paxton,
yeah,
in his floppy suit.
His terrible acting in that movie.
It's so hot in the movie. You feel you're like I'm hot.
He's like, cheer it up and let it fly. Don't try. And you're like, what is he talking about?
I'm gonna say, no, 40. I'm gonna say 40.
Whoa,
you think that's high?
Well, you don't even think it's fresh, huh? Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. You say 40. I say 51.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's a big leap.
Yeah.
Okay. So now.
Yeah.
Your turn first. Predators.
Now, I like this goddamn movie.
I do too.
I like this damn movie.
I do too.
But I think people lampooned at something.
I actually think it's good.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to vote with my heart.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, a second time.
I'm going.
No one has ever risked this. Oh my God.
I'm going with 72. 72, y'all. 72.
72. I bet it was.
I bet you it was low.
I bet it was a critical failure. I'm going to go ahead and say
30. It's probably right.
35. Yep. 35.
You got it. You won that one. I voted with my heart because I love that damn movie. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yes. It's on you.
My turn to go first?
Yeah.
Yes. The Predator.
Oh, that movie was so bad I forgot all about it.
I watched it.
Right, and they released that.
I did like their, I thought there were some good performances in that movie.
Yeah, you had some great actors.
And they were on that bus. I liked it when they were on the bus, just on the bus the whole movie.
And I like how they chiseled in, get to the choppers.
Yeah, and the thing is, I enjoyed that whole, I think I enjoyed like the whole first part of the movie before it turned stinky.
Yeah.
And then.
When they gave you all that Predator, it was like, oh God.
Nobody likes this. It's got to be like.
Your first 21. Or my first?
21. Oops.
You said 21?
I thought I was first. Yeah. Yeah, I'm first. 21. Yep.
21?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to give it a 16.
Woo! Wow, we're really being mean to that. It's going to be like 97.
That movie sucked ass. I mean, the Predator, he was so big, and then the little kid walking around with the Halloween.
Oh, my God. And
forgot about the little kid, didn't you? Forgot about him.
No, not that part. I forgot about the part where they're in the science lab.
Yeah.
And it just goes on. I'm just like, kind of fucking
Girl, that movie sucked. I was so disappointed with that. I'm surprised that. Because that movie was released, they actually did this new one.
I was like, somebody got a chance.
Yeah.
That movie was a stink pile.
Right.
So, Prey.
Woo. Damn, this is new. So, this sucks. This sucks because it's probably not that many. I'm going to give it an 80. I'm going to give it an 82.
82?
Yep.
I'm going to say.
That's too high. I went
maybe.
Too high.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say like 70%.
Yeah, you're probably safer because I know not too many people. And it only when it's only a few reviews, it only takes one person to come in there and give it a shitty review to like make it go way down, Okay. So, shit.
Okay. So I'm up for bid first on Alien versus Predator.
Okay.
I think I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
But I can't really remember.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say 50%.
Shit, that's exactly where I was going. Okay, then I'm going
to... You're going to have to go 51 or 49, baby.
Shit. I don't think it's... I'm going to say it's 40. I'm going to say it's 48.
Nice. Nice. So, then you're up on Alien versus Predator Requiem. Which I do not think I've seen.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I have seen it.
I'm going to give it
What happens in this movie?
A predator, alien is running through the suburbs, and a predator comes down to hunt him, and he's working with the humans. Like, it's like it turns into Friday the 13th with the alien running through the suburbs, killing people, taking out their garbage. I'm going to give it freaking 11.
I've seen it. Maybe not.
It's it's my worst movie in the history of my life.
You hate it.
I hate the hell
Sometimes
out of
you hate things that are critically
not this time. I bet you. Go ahead and jump high.
I'm gonna say 12 though, because I feel like maybe you're too low.
God damn! You took all my goodies.
Now you're first up to. No, wait. I'm first up to bid on Alien.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I thought it's gotta be really high. I'm like 95 is what I'm gonna say.
Wow, I'm gonna say 90.
Oh, okay.
It's probably 82. Shit.
So I'm going to label these, okay? Then your turn for Aliens. I love Aliens. I love Alien. I really love Aliens.
But I bet you it's not as high as I think it is. I'm going to give it an 80. I'm going to give it 86.
86?
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Love that movie, though.
Montego's
personal score, we get a 98.
92.
92.
Okay, so I'm up to bid first on Alien 3.
Woo!
Which...
Charles S. Dutton in the prison.
I mean, I like it.
Really? Oh, shit. I hate it.
I'm just trying to think of...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 60%.
I'm going to say 16%.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Hot garbage.
Okay. So now you're going on Resurrection.
The hell is it? Oh, that's the one
Alien
with the
Resurrection.
The thing was born in the inside and born in the baby and, oh, it's terrible. And they had to clone Ridley. Oh God. I'm going to give this 18.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, yeah, like 24.
Terrible ass movie.
It's a Prometheus, which I've never seen, but I think people didn't like.
Oh, Prometheus. They did two of those.
I'm going to say, yeah, like 27%.
Wow. I was going 30 before you even opened your mouth. I'm going 30.
All right. And then Covenant, which stunk.
God.
So you're first. Come on, remember it. Remember it and try to give it a score.
When you can't, just when you think it's still get no shittier. I'm gonna give it a 30. I'm gonna give it a 35.
Yeah, I kind of think that maybe this wasn't as critically panned
they
for
both
some reason.
Suck.
I'm gonna say 40%. Okay.
Yeah. There we go.
Now, please stand by.
There we go. All right, we are back. It was a race to the death. Me looking up scores and Tipplebot looking up scores, and she got them all. God damn, I'm so slow.
I was halfway through the list before Montego even
got on
the
site. I'm like, God damn, I couldn't. It wouldn't come up on my computer. I was like, what the fuck? You know, it was like giving me Rotten Tomatoes for IMDb, and I'm like, what is the problem? So what do we got, Tipplebot, starting
all
from the top?
All right, here we go. Right. So Predator, original Predator. Montego went 85. I went 86, 80. So damn. Nobody takes a point. Although that's pretty good. We loved it too much. So
wait a minute. You went 80. It's 86 and you went 80?
No, it's 80 is the score. I went 86. You went 85. So we both overbid.
Okay.
Yes. So Predator 2.
Predator 2.
Montego said 51. I said 40.
Mm-hmm.
32. Overbid. Damn. Yeah. Woo!
God damn. Okay. This sucks.
Predators.
Predators.
2010.
2010.
Montego bid with his heart for a 72.
Oh, it's
good. I went for 35.
It's torpedoed.
65. So I take the point because you wouldn't overbid.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Woohoo! Yeah, The Predator.
Yeah.
Montego said 16.
Yeah.
I said 21.
Yeah, you did.
33, so
damn
I get
it.
The point.
Son of a bitch.
Prey. Montego said 82.
Mm-hmm.
I said 70. 92, so Montego takes the point.
One damn point.
Well, I only have two.
Yeah.
Alien versus Predator. Predator. Montego said 48. I said 50 because I don't really remember if I've seen it. 22, we both overbid.
God damn it. We got faith in this franchise.
Yeah, we sure do. We're just now, this is a good one.
Okay.
Alien versus Predator Requiem. Montego said 11.
Uh-huh.
I said 12.
Right.
Score, 12.
Damn.
We were right on the money. And I take the point because I did you dirty like that.
Damn. I tell you, it was a terrible-ass movie. Wow.
And I hate to say it's not looking good for you because here it comes. Alien. Montego says 90. Tiffany says 95. Score, 98.
God damn it.
Aliens. Montego says 86. Tiffany says 92. Score, 98.
I said
Tiffany
what?
Tiffany takes the point.
86. Damn it. It's over. God damn it. Keep going. Shit.
Alien 3. Montego says 16. I say 60. 46, so Montego takes the point.
But that movie ain't that good. That's some bullshit. That movie sucks.
Resurrection. Montego says 18.
Yes.
I said 24.
Yes.
54, so I take the point.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
See, and then it's other shit that's on here that you just like, it's, you know, it's bullshit, and they got decent scores, and you're like, what? How? Or they lampoon something that you that's really good. You know, they'd be like, oh, it's
bullshit.
Well, to
you, yeah. Yeah. It's criticism is
sticky
wicket. Prometheus, Montego says 30.
Yeah, let's see
Tiffany
how this
says
going.
27.
It's bullshit.
73. So Montego takes the point.
73 in my ass. Terrible movie. Get out of here.
Covenant, Montego says 35. And, I say 40.
And that's generous.
65%. I take the point.
Damn it. God damn it.
So I take 7, you take 3. Boom!
I can't take losing 2 weeks in a row, Tiff. This is some bullshit.
Yeah!
It's some bullshit! Ugh. Congratulations, Tiff, but I really don't mean that.
Woo! Play my song.
Man, god damn it! Oh, man, I can't... You know, but I guess it was a good... Well, it was still a good game. The shit was close, but... Right. God, oh, look at it now. Look at it now.
No, I'm doing this to you. You're falling all over yourself trying to find some way to be nice while not, like, being like...
Yeah,
this can't go on.
Well, I mean, the scores were very interesting, though. You know, it's just... I didn't expect some of that. It's really weird that some of that older Predator, I mean, Alien stuff, actually got the scores they got when that shit was terrible. You know, it's like, wow.
The old Alien movies? What are you talking about?
The newer, like Covenant and Prometheus. Ain't no way in hell. 70. Kiss my 70 ass. That thing should be like in the bottom basement, you know? But if anybody see that movie, it's terrible. Both of them. Prometheus, please don't make another one. Even the... Even Ridley Scott was like, look, I made some mistakes on these damn movies, you know? He like, yeah, if I had to do it over, you know? Come on! Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm through having a temper.
Yeah. See what losing does to this man?
God damn it.
It makes him reflect all of life.
God damn it. Oh, shit. So anyway, man, we're going to get out of this terrible place I'm in over here. We're gonna be right back. God dang it. Time for the main topic. I'm so excited. I love it when it's a main topic that I just can just get behind, man. So even if the movie was terrible, I would have been excited to see a new Predator movie. I was very excited to see the last one, but then very excited that I figured they weren't gonna do no more because it was just god awful. And not that long ago, I think that movie came out during the pandemic.
2018.
That was 2018. Wow. Mm-hmm. I
only know that because we just did the Price of Tomatoes and it had the date next to it.
It seemed like it had just came out a couple years ago. So
yeah. We've been doing this podcast a long time.
Yeah, well, until the day I die or you die or one of us quit.
or podcasts become a thing that doesn't exist.
It could very well happen. Well, we got video, so ha ha ha.
Yeah, everybody come watch. I'm never going to let you stop looking at me. Right.
So, man, what are we doing here? So, action, adventure, drama, Prey 2022, rated R, 1 hour, 39 minutes. The origin story of the Predator in the world of the Comanche Nation, 300 years ago. Nafu, a skilled warrior, fights to protect her tribe against one of the first highly evolved Predators to land on Earth. Who the hell is in this movie?
So it's Amber Mid-Thunder as Naru.
Yeah.
Dakota Beavers as Tabe.
Yeah. You know it's native for real with these names, boy. I love it.
Dane DeLegro was the Predator.
Yes. I wonder if he's a tall fella because this Predator didn't look that tall.
Michelle Thrush was Aruka the mom.
Yes.
Stormy Kip.
Was an asshole.
But Julian... as Wasabe, Julian Black Antelope.
Yep.
And Bennett Taylor.
Yes. Yes. So, man, before we hit it hard, it is always time to start off properly with one. Sounds like one of the people getting killed in Alias. I mean, yeah. Predator. One word, Tiff, what you got?
I'm going to say nice.
Wow.
I know. It's just because I'll explain that a little bit. Right. I do think this is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's a lot of CGI on CGI fighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not a big fan of that generally.
All right.
It looked like for that, I saw that it looked good if that's like something that you're into. Mm-hmm. But like for me, if there's a lot of CGI and CGI fighting, I'm like, well, okay.
My one word is bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo, 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 goddammit, bravo. Ah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the shit out of this movie, man. Man, and I had no expectations for it. And the movie is actually doing really, really well on Hulu. And I'm sure 20th Century Fox is probably pissed that the last movie did so bad, and they sold this one.
They were like, put it on Hulu, sure.
Right, right.
Like, God damn. So that's like some of the shit that's happening. You're like, man, studios really have no idea what's happening.
No, because this is worthy of a theatrical release.
I think this would have done well in the theater.
I think so too. Well, maybe not. You know, maybe people are watching. You know,
maybe they're watching it because they're at home.
Right. We had the John Leguizamo conversation last week. You know, which was very real and true. And with all these native folks in here, even in a marquee, you know, title, might not have did well. You know, some people are pieces of shit, don't want to spend their money. But if you already have it easily available, people give it a try. I was like, oh, shit. The rule of having a great big star don't hold, you know, because you can do a movie without having a great big old star and have it be really good. So, man, let's hit those spoilers and let's get into it. Movie stars very quiet. The protagonist is, you know, telling a story about what happened in her village. Well, not her village, but what happened in her world in the past. So very interesting. You know, just so you know, Tiff, this movie, remember I complained that I thought would might take me out of this movie when we saw the trailer. Mm-hmm. Was that everybody was speaking, you know, in regular American. Well, apparently, when they shot this movie, they shot it during the height of COVID. And they were out there in Canada in the bushes, all of them together, and were quarantining. So they had more time on their hands, and they shot all the scenes double, speaking actual Comanche, man. And so you can watch the movie with Comanche and with.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I almost did it. I was like,
I didn't know that. I would have done that. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like that kind of theatrical element when maybe you don't want to have subtitles for whatever reason in your vision of your film. Mm-hmm. you know, if not possible, I know that, you know, if people need them, they need them. Do you know what I mean? But if you were looking to like. Where they do that thing where, like, they'll speak one language.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Whatever the native language of the storytelling is done, right? And then they switch over to whatever language they want it to be in. So, like, in this instance, it was Comanche. And it kind of lends the illusion, the suspension of disbelief that, like, you are hearing that they're actually speaking Comanche the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, and then you've been through the world of the movie, it's translated.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
I don't mind when they do that either.
So, yeah, know, I like that. It's interesting. I mean, I'm a big subtitle fan, as you know.
As you know, I am not.
I know. And I think that, you know, just because of how much is shortened via the dubbing that people do. But again, there's lots of reasons for both of these things to exist, for the dubbing and for the...
Yeah, but apparently the other one is not dubbing. You know what I'm saying? It's actual...
Right.
You know, it's the deal.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool. So, you know, we have this young lady out there trying to hang with her brother and the hunting party, which is something I've never seen. One thing that bothered me about her is she was the only woman that had pants. I was like, nobody else has pants. Not another lady got pants. You know, everybody had old dresses. But apparently the dad had died and, you know, brother was in charge. And one thing I got to say, man, speaking of characters, the brother could have been such a cliche piece of shit. But what's his name? Tebe? I liked him so much, man. Mm. You know, I thought
their relationship is good in this movie.
Their relationship was rock solid. And I was very surprised later on in the movie when people decided to put their hands on her that they actually did that, you know, because he wasn't nobody to play with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was not a bully. He had a soft demeanor and he was very patient, especially with her, you know, because, you know, you had to go out there and fight your big bad. And they went out there to fight to get the lion. You know, because the lion had tore up somebody.
And at first, I thought that, so when you're looking at these CGI, like this one is put to really great use. I think that it looks great. And also, you're like, you don't see it. So, like, obviously, that's the bait and switch. They make you think it's the predator. Mm-hmm. And it is a predator, right? It's a great kind of, this initial stuff with the cat is really good.
Yeah. Before that had happened, though, they showed the alien spaceship decloak, drop off the deuce. So, you know, he there. And I'm glad.
I thought you said drop off the deuce. I was like.
No.
was like, okay. So, they get on the ground and he's like, what on this planet? Because I like the idea that like he's here for the first time, the Predator, and doesn't know what the strongest or most, I guess, the best prey. Right.
He should have went to Africa. One thing that they did with this movie that it's supposed to be hot. With the Predator, they aren't supposed to be liking the cold, and it was pretty cold there where they were.
I thought, okay, so let me tell you, mm-hmm. I've seen online mm-hmm. that ladies of a certain age are getting a boner about over this Predator, not like the person, which whatever, but like the actual
the creature.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so when you said that, I thought you were referring to that.
Why are they getting a boner over the creature?
I don't know.
Holy shit. So, yeah, in all other movies, the lore was it was supposed to be the only one when it's the hottest summers, like in like the jungle.
Yeah.
Is when they're coming.
Right, that's why it was so hot in Predator 2 and everyone was so sweaty.
But here, it was goddamn snowing, you know, in some scenes, you know, and it was like, what is he doing there? Anyway, I'll let it go.
But that's because maybe he's looking for... They didn't know that. You know what I mean? Well,
no, you got a spaceship, and you know what the equator is. You know what the equator is.
Maybe they want to be hot, but this is a challenge.
Maybe. So,
because you never know with them. They're just out there just doing challenging
just
things.
Just doing their stuff, right. So that cat scene was dope, Jack. You know, she got mm-hmm. knocked out. I said, it must not have been far from the village because he took her ass home, came back, she woke up, and then go back out. You know what I'm saying? I'm
like, yeah, like far enough, but like you could probably... You know, half a day maybe.
But that was so satisfying when the one dude, he's just treating his sister like shit, you know, like whatever, you know, this is, and then all of a sudden, wow, you know, his ass was going. I was like, oh shit, bet you close your mouth now, right? So, you know, he told her to chill. She couldn't go out with the hunting party anymore. And then she gets up and she like, she was going with the women's and then she was like, hell no. And she went on to her and the dog. And, you know,
that dog's amazing.
I'm watching this the whole movie with my family. And they're like, I hope nothing happened to the dog. I said, you know, I'm starting to notice. They'll kill kids in movies before they kill dogs. I was like, dog. I said, watch. The dog will survive the whole thing. So then we have one of my favorite scenes, which you don't like because of the CGI. But that bear scene I thought was just awesome. The whole dog chasing the bear, the deer chasing the dog, the bear chasing the girl, you know.
Yeah.
She ran into the beaver dam.
That's not bad. If it's CGI on real person, it's not as that's fine.
But then the bear, you know, this the thing, you know, I'm definitely afraid of bears. Definitely afraid of bears.
I mean, you should be. Bears
so that
terrifying.
Whole team, that whole time I'm like, ha, and you know, I just don't know if that predator would have recovered from that bear swapping him and, you know.
Yeah, he took some damage in this film, I feel.
I'm like, God damn, dude, that's a bear. That ain't no
And then he's like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I have to sit down and put on my spicy Band-Aid.
Yeah. So with all the blood was dripping all over the predator when he was picking it up, I was like, man, this looks great, man. I mean, it's just like, you know. So she takes off, man. She is no threat. But I like how they showed, like, and I would like to know how you felt about the apex picking, you know. First, it was a little wolf, you know, it was a snake, you know, and then it was the wolf, and then he was just working his way up.
I think there was a little bit too much, because I feel like he would know.
That this little thing, what, well.
Right, so that, but I get it, I like
that
concept.
That was a rattlesnake, he bit his boot.
Yeah, you would be like, that's, oh, sure.
Yeah, because if he... You know that.
So he's like, "Oh, a threat!
It is a poisonous damn thing. That thing could take out a person. You know, shit."
Right, and I suppose he doesn't know how many are there.
Yeah. So he skins it. Nobody's listening to this woman. She like, look, you see this footprint? Or it's a bear. Dude, there ain't no bear. What, the footprint was like bigger than my chest?
You know, I think it's seven bears taped together.
Yeah. So what I liked about this movie, first of all, Tiff. It was shot so beautifully. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of really, there are some really beautiful scenes in this
really
movie.
Really nice scenes. And then I like how, you know, it was very quiet in the beginning with things happening. But then when they got to it, they got to it. And
yeah, the scenes, see, I didn't mean to like mislead you because like, it's not like I'm not a huge CGI fan. And I think I'm getting, but the scenes where there's like people are good. And then the scenes where it's her on, like battling the predator and on a CGI thing, that's also good. It's just overall, I felt like there was a lot of
Let's hear it for the costume designer, man. Holy shit. Everybody looked fantastic, man. When the Braves were like stalking in the forest, I was like, they look magnificent. I love it. I love it. So, you know, he gets them all, Tiff. You know, yeah, the brother went a different way. She went to go help. They beat her ass because she got disrespectful, you know. And I'm glad that's as far as it went. But, you know, that's how it was, man. Be quiet, woman. Shut up. You know, you shouldn't even be out here. I was actually surprised she was allowed to go out there with them, you know, honestly.
Well, I think that it's different. I think that different tribes, I'm not that super educated on it, but different tribes would have other
different rules.
Yeah. Women would do stuff like that. Yeah. So, and or be more matriarchal. So, like, I think it just depends.
Yeah.
I
love when the brother was made. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm talking over
you. No, I was going to say, so I don't know enough about it, but I know that that's something.
I love when the brother was made the war chief. I mean, the hunting chief. I was like, oh, shit, he the hunting chief. But they go out there, and she thinks he's lost, and they start whooping her ass because she got disrespectful. And then the violence that happens to these Braves is just redonkulous. Mm-hmm. I mean, they tried. That's all they did was try, because it wasn't happening. Yeah. I mean, and the damn Predator is such a cheater. You know, I'm sitting there like,
yeah, I thought that too. And I was like, are you really the apex predator if you aren't coming on the same level?
Well, I guess they're looking at it as humans, how they go out there and camouflage and all this shit with all these high power weapons.
I think it's obviously, you know, there's statements being made, et cetera.
Such
et cetera.
An advantage over the prey, you know? And
yeah, I suppose that's true. It's kind of like when people are like, I bagged this deer with my automatic rifle from a tree hut. No,
Remington bagged the deer.
Right,
what happened.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You bagged shit. You want to be a real hunter? Go out there with a knife and a loincloth and come back with a lion. And I'll be like, okay, you deserve to kill that lion. It was just you and a lion and a loincloth and a knife. You are the man, and I'm not mad at you for hunting. But if you're going out there with this big old elephant
from
gun.
From your helicopter?
I know. Every time I see those hunters out there hunting, you know, protected animals, you're just like, you piece of shit. You know, look, come on, man.
Well, so it's not even like, even the people you're bragging to, what are you bragging about? Yeah, I didn't really do anything besides something pretty bad.
I crouched down from a protected position and shot.
And someone supported me.
Yeah, it's a shot from the distance. So anyway, man, they wiped them out. And so the movie takes a turn then because, you know, our heroine, you know, she's out there, she, you know, by herself at this point, you know, but she don't go home, Tiff. She, she like, I'm going stalking. All of a sudden, the white man show up.
Yeah, she steps in a trap, right?
Yeah, and the dog.
The
was
same one that from earlier.
I don't think it was the same one. I think it was just there were so many traps out there because she runs into the
but
buffalo.
The same thing happened to the dog. It was like a foreshadowing situation.
Yeah, you knew that it was some pieces of shit out there, you know, because she found the buffalo. Just slaughtered.
And they did just kill that. No,
for no reason. Yeah. Right. Just like they did in real life. And, you know, she ends up getting captured. They beat the shit out of her, cocking her face with a gun, man. Gun butt. Mm-hmm. And she's in a little cage. Lord knows what was going to happen to her. But then they had actually caught the brother. You know, we were like, holy shit. They caught her and him and a damn dog. You know, and I was like, what they want with the dog? You know, what? I don't get
it. Yeah, maybe they knew. You know, I don't know. I guess there's a lot of value in a dog on a settlement.
Now, what I thought was interesting with the scene, Tiff, is that they were speaking French, I imagine.
Sure, yeah. It sounded like French to
and
me,
and no subtitles for the French.
I kind of liked that they were just like, because they didn't hardly sometimes they would speak Comanche in the film still, even if you didn't watch the Comanche one.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd have subtitles and sometimes they would just be like, just randomly peppered in the talking. And I loved that. And they were just like, I don't care if you don't understand it. You get it. There's context.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, what the beauty of that scene was that the director, you were, this whole experience was from the, was Nauru's experience.
Right. Like, so if you don't speak French.
Exactly.
You will also be confused. Well, like, you will be as disoriented as
they allowed
the
you
character.
To hear their right. language, but it was from her point of view. So,
right.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very interesting. It was an interesting choice, you know. But they're pieces of shit, and one guy can talk, you know, he can speak Comanche, and, you know, things are going bad, Tiff, you know. But they decide they're going to do the old tiger bait, which I thought was ironic, that, you know, they did the same trap with the lion, put them in the middle of the field, Mm-hmm. And that thing, they just didn't know that it, you got to be a predator for him to come after you.
Yeah.
And he skips right over them, dancing on the trees. And Tiff, I didn't even know it was this many dudes out there. I thought it was only about six or seven.
Yeah. 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 I thought maybe four. There's a part later where I couldn't tell because it was from so far away if it was the predator running around or just a guy in a billowy top.
He massacred these people in new and exciting ways. It was like, oh, I've never seen this in a Predator movie. This ain't the same.
I will say one of my favorite scenes, going back to earlier, was it when you get to see him rip the spine and head out of the wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they keep him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I like that little.
Yeah. He,
but that person with the net, that he gets with the net.
That was the worst death in the whole movie. I was just like,
ah! Ah! Yeah, me too. I said, what?
God damn, I had to go that bad. See, that's what I'm saying. You a damn cheat. You such a cheat. You got all this shit. You know?
He turned them into little cubes.
And they got the little muskets out there. And, you know, they're shooting them. And, you know, they're hitting shield. And then they, like, I thought it was hilarious when they were like, okay, pack it in there. They, like, literally was trying to reload. It takes, like, 3 minutes with them damn guns, you know. So, our girl was so good. The old boy taught her how to use the hunter that could speak her language. Taught her, just gave her some loose instructions on how to use that gun. And she was like, uh-huh, okay, that's it. You know, like, yeah. You know, they always try to portray them as being like so, you know, unsophisticated, you know, when it comes to modern things. No, she got it. She knew what to do. And brother went to go get the horses, came back, and he had massacred almost everybody. How did dude survive with that leg cut off, Tiff? Like, all the way back?
She realizes that if she gave him that medicine, and if you eat the medicine, the predator can't see you.
Yeah. How did he get back to the camp with a leg on, an entire leg on, without bleeding out?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell? How did he get back all the way there with no leg? Jack.
Did he burn it? I thought something happened that cauterized it.
She ends up giving him medicine on it, but I don't know. Yeah. Maybe the thing the predator used.
Because he had that, maybe it, like, he pulled it out. Yeah. And it looked like it was very cooked meaty looking.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll allow it. So she has these flowers. I'll allow it, McCoy. I'll allow it. You know? We'll let that one go. So, yeah, so she does the old predator thing. So she falls in this quicksand, which I've never seen in my life, you know.
Yeah.
And she's about to die. She has her little, Tiff, her little weapon she made was so dope, you know. I was like, oh, shit, she got a weapon. But she almost dies in this quicksand.
Yes.
And she's covered in the mud. I'm like, oh, she's in the mud. She's invincible. The old girl cleaned herself up, Tiff. I don't want this shit on me. But the flowers makes you cold. You know, takes down the fever, so I guess so much. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, so she's invisible. Yeah. Now, Tiff, once she became invisible, that was the predator's ass. That's all he had, right? It was ass-whooping time because she had her way with his punk ass, right?
Yes.
He killed her brother, you know, pretty bad. But the brother didn't go down like a sucker.
It wouldn't have been possible for her to achieve any of it without him, and vice versa. It was like a very mutually needed kind of, this is the only thing we can do situation.
It was an exact inverse of what happened in the beginning. She hurt the lion. Brother was able to kill it.
Yeah.
He hurt the predator. And my God, this chick put such a hurting on him. That, you know, I mean, when she pulled his tusk out of his mouth, I was like, can she do that? Is it?
Okay.
I mean, she.
It's okay. I think he's dead now.
Yeah, she got his helmet, you know, from earlier, and I didn't know what she was doing with that helmet by setting it up like that, Tiff. But you know, once he lost the helmet in that first scene, and he could not target anything. He was such a cheater that he couldn't shoot when it was right in front of him and make it. You know.
Yeah.
And then she set the helmet up, and she set so many traps. She made Arnold Schwarzenegger's Predator 1 make him look like a sucker with all the... I mean, she had so many dope traps, right? And all he was doing was catching it for about 10 minutes, right? You got it here, got it there, got it there. I was like, shit, she's beating his ass! You know?
Yep.
And when he shot with the helmet over there and ended up shooting himself, I was like, oh, shit, this game over now, man. She has wore his punk ass out. And the whole time, he couldn't see her. Which was, like, just dope, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She wins the day, Tiff, you know?
Yeah. And, like, there is a nice overlapping story here where the goal of her going out, she wants to be, there's like the ritual of killing something that's hunting you, yeah, and proving that you're of this. And then she becomes, and she was like ridiculed, obviously, and then she becomes like the ultimate warrior because she's killed the ultimate predator.
She comes back with his head in her hand, and she got the predator blood all over her face. Look, killing that thing, she should be the chief, not just the hunting chief. She should be the goddamn chief. He's like, get back, you know. And all, I like how all the little girls like, oh shit, you know. They were playing this, they were doing the chant and stuff. She's like, that little girl was like, oh shit, I can do this shit too. So I really like the movie, Tuff. I'm gonna watch it again for sure. I will
probably watch it again as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it in the other language, man. You know, I was like,
I really want to do that.
Check that out. So that's it, y'all. I couldn't, highest recommendation from me, man. Especially, you know, even despite I'm a Predator fan, but get your heads out your asses, because I done told some Predator movies up on this very show. It's just because it got Predator in it don't mean it's going to be good, because holy shit, that last one. I loved it. You know, go and watch it again. And we came to do damn thing. We got it done, Tiff. You got any final words on the show,
I think for a Hulu movie, I can't even believe.
I can't even categorize it as a Hulu movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's weird that it's got the Hulu on it. It just seems...
The Hulu's so happy.
What a besmirchment.
They like, huh, yeah, that's it. Hulu! Yeah, get your things. Hulu! Come on over to Hulu now, punks. So, that's it, man. We did it, and it's just over. Next week, man, we're going to do that Netflix movie with Snoop Dogg and Jamie Foxx. It's called Daylight.
Day Shift.
We're going to Day Shift, and we're going to do a one-shot with She-Hulk, which Tiff don't want to do, which I'm excited to do.
I don't. Why do you always telling everybody my backstage business?
Backstage. On FOP.
Backstage business.
So, that's it, man. So, come back next week. I'm gonna get the show out on time. Y'all wait and see. It's on time, right? So, that's it.
Yeah, you're hearing this right now on time.
Yeah. I'm going to work on it today. So, that's it. That's all. I'm the host of Fans Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my wonderful co-host, Ms. Tiffelbot. Say goodbye to these wonderful fans, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Wow. Shit. Couldn't get that out. And until next week, man, we will be...
I'm sorry, you guys. I know it's...
on patrol.